consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing the message we started last week in Psalm 62. And if you have a Bible, I would encourage you to open it up and join us as we consider God's Word today. Psalm 62. Now, if you'd like to hear that message, you can hear it at the website. It's over at considerhisword.org. Click on Programs and you'll find the program there. So you can hear the first part of this message. It would be a good idea if you didn't hear it to go back and listen to that part and then the message today. So check that out. Psalm 62 at considerhisword.org. Now, while you're at their website, I'd love to hear from you. If you can, click on the link that says Contact Us and just send us a note. Send us your address and where you're hearing the broadcast today, and I'll send you one of our prayer journals. I have many of these, and I would love to get one into your hands. Now, I haven't talked about these for a while, but these little prayer journals are small. They'll fit in a shirt pocket. They'll easily fit into a purse or even in a Bible case. And it's a place where you can write down prayer requests. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night and write down the prayer requests that I hear there. Or when somebody asks me and say, would you pray for me? I can pull this notebook out and write it down and keep a journal, in a way, of prayer requests and how God answers those prayers. So you can just request it. They're absolutely free. You can do that at the website, or you can contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, most actually request the books from regular mail, and so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now let's get to the Scripture. Psalm 62. Now, last week, I read the whole psalm. I'm not going to do that again today, but I want to read down through verse 5 or maybe verse 6. The Bible says, Psalm 62, starting at verse 1, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will he imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Now, it's verse 5 that we're particularly talking about today. It says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. We talked about this a little bit last week, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but so many people had great expectations for 2021. We did in our church and in my personal life. I had hoped to take a few trips. They were great expectation. I expected to take a trip. None of them happened. I expected, and probably like many people, I expected that COVID would be over and that by the spring or the summer, we could start removing our masks and start fellowshipping again together. We had planned our vacation Bible school. In fact, we planned it twice. We canceled it once and COVID got worse and we canceled it again. Those were all great expectations that did not happen. And so I have some great expectations for 2022. And I talked about two of them last week. They were, first great expectation was I expect God to be with me every day. Psalm 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I expect God to be with me every day. My second great expectation was that I expect God's blessings. You know, I believe that God wants to bless his children. Don't you want to bless your children and your grandchildren in some way? And occasionally you may take them out for a meal or if they're close by, or you may send them some money or a gift or something like that. And I do. I want to be a blessing to my kids. And I want to be a blessing to my grandkids. But I expect God to bless me. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Proverbs 10:6, blessings are upon the head of the just. Now, I have to admit, and I am thankful that God has already blessed me in so many ways, but I expect greater blessings. I expect blessings in my church, in my life. I expect blessings in this ministry, and I hope you would pray for those blessings to come. And I look forward to when all of this COVID is over all across the country, and that we can continue with the way we were before as much as possible. I realize some things may be different, but I'm expecting great blessings from God this year. Now, let me give you a couple more. I also expect that God's will is going to be done. Now, it's so important. I believe that we seek God's will for our life every day. I believe he has a plan for us. I believe his will must be done in our life. You know, the happiest you'll ever be is to find God's will and continue in it. Now, God reveals his will in many ways. Now, sometimes God will reveal his will simply by circumstances. Sometimes God will show us his will just by speaking to our heart. And I believe that God still speaks to people. Jesus said in John 10, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And I believe God still speaks to people. Now, you know, God will not speak anything that's contrary to his word. God is not going to tell you to go out and kill a bunch of people, or he's not going to tell you to go and steal things from a store. He's not going to tell you anything contrary to his word. But God may lay some person on your heart that has a need, and he will show you that you can be a blessing to them. I believe God has a plan, Jeremiah 29:11. Many of you are familiar with the verse. He said, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Now, God's will is a tricky thing because, you see, God will not necessarily show you all of his will at one time. I think if he did, it would scare us to death. But God reveals his will to us day by day as we walk with him. In our devotional time, when we talk to him and listen to him, you realize that when we pray, you know, we talk, but we also listen. Can you imagine if somebody called you on the phone and talked to you like you talk to God? Like you'd say, hi, buddy, how you doing? I'm so glad to talk to you. I hope you have a great day. You want to go fishing? Maybe we can go fishing later, and maybe you can come over. Maybe we can go out to eat or something. Okay, bye. You know, that's how we talk to God, isn't it? And sometimes as we talk to the Lord, we ought to take a few moments and listen to him, spending time with him, spending time in his word. And don't expect to make your plans without him and his leading in your life. Pray about everything and follow those those little signs, follow those, speaking to your heart, be faithful to His word. Now, I also expect that God will send His Son and receive us up to glory in 2022. Yeah, that's right. I expect that Jesus will come again. I think we ought to expect that. Now, when you study Bible prophecy, and we're going to study Bible prophecy later this year, but as you study the scripture, you'll find that the rapture is the very next thing that happens in God's plan. The Bible describes it to us in 1 Thessalonians 4. Paul said, "But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or go before them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." I want you to notice particularly that the Bible says that we'll be caught up to be together with the Lord. The word rapture is not found in the scripture at all, but this is the description of it, that Jesus is going to come. Are you expecting him to come? Now, we've got to be ready. If he comes, we've got to be ready. And I have the expectation that he could come and that he might come. Now, I'm not setting dates. I'm not going to say any particular day or any particular month or any particular week, because Jesus said that nobody knows. And in fact, he said it at the time that we least expect him is when he would come. Now, these words of the rapture should comfort your heart. You know, you look at the world and what's going on and expect that Jesus could come and take us out of this mess. And I hope you're ready, that you've trusted Christ as your Savior and you're putting your faith in him, that when that rapture comes, you'll be caught up together with the saints and the Lord to be with him forever. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.